thankful for the grace and mercy of God that's brought us together once again in Christ as God's family. We're glad you're here. We have visitors among us. We thank you for coming. We're glad to see you. It's thrilling to be back with you today. After being away a couple of weeks in the Sunshine State in Melbourne, Florida, taking part in a preacher training program. There were 10 students who participated, some from Florida and some from other states. I was very impressed with the church there, its elders, its deacons, and its members. That was the first time they had put together a program like that, and it was very seamless. And I was privileged to be able to work under the elders, along with the members there and their deacons, and Larry Ping and David Eldridge, whom you know, in encouraging men to do the work of an evangelist. Then we spent a few days of rest in the mountains, Tennessee, worshiping with the King Branch Church, just outside of the Gatlinburg area. But as they say, there's no place like home. And we're glad to be back with the family here. I encourage you to get your Bible and come with us back to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 3. I want to talk to us about the little topic that's written on the board in front of you. He told him every whit. This springs from 1 Samuel 3 and verse 18, where it is reported, and Samuel told him every whit. You might like to underscore those words in your Bible. That is, he told him everything. Now, the setting is the period of the judges. During the latter part of the period of the judges, we meet up with a man of the name of Elkanah. 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 1. He had two wives. One had children, and Hannah had no children. She prayed in bitterness of soul to the Lord. 1 Samuel 2. And Samuel was born in answer to her prayer. He was born during a time of corruption. 1 Samuel 2 and verse 12 says the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. They knew not the Lord. And according to 1 Samuel 2 and verse 18, Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child girded with a linen ephod. Now we pick up the story in 1 Samuel 3, beginning in verse 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see, and ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." And he ran unto Eli, and said, "Here am I, for thou callest me." And he said, "I called not. Lie down again." And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, "Samuel." And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I called not, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, "Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel answered, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." And the Lord said to Samuel, "Behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of every one that heareth it shall tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I begin, I will also make an end. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. And therefore I have sworn unto the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offering, forever. And Samuel lay unto the morning and opened the doors of the house of the Lord, and Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. Then Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son, and answered, Here am I. And he said, What is the thing that the Lord has said unto thee? I pray thee, hide it not from me. God do so to thee, and more also, if thou hide anything from me of all the things that he said unto thee. And Samuel told him every whit. That's the reading of 1 Samuel 3, 1 through 18. That is, Samuel told Eli everything. He told him all that the Lord had said. I want to ask you the question today. If you'd been Samuel, would you have told him every whit? I believe there's some good lessons to be learned from the fact that he told him every whit. The first thing I'm impressed with is the fact that he told him every whit in spite of his age. Notice the fact that he was but a child. In 1 Samuel 3 and verse 1, the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. Put yourself in his place. Here you are but a youth, and Eli much older. And yet he did not allow his age to be an obstacle in telling him every whit. You may recall when Jeremiah received his call and commission to prophesy. In Jeremiah 1 and in verse 5, the Lord said, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. You remember how Jeremiah reacted and responded to the Lord's call? He said in Jeremiah 1 and verse 6, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak. Why can't you speak, Jeremiah? For I am a child. You know, Samuel could have said, I'm a child. I can't speak. I can't tell you what the Lord said. But the Lord said unto Jeremiah, Say not, I'm a child. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, that thou shalt speak. If you'd been Samuel, would he have told Eli every whit, even though you were young? You know, Paul wrote Timothy, a young gospel preacher, in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and in verse 12, saying, Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. And he penned these words to young Titus in Titus chapter 2 and verse 15. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Don't let your age keep you from telling every whit. But there's another thing I'm impressed with, and that is the fact that he told him every whit in spite of his relationship. Think about the relationship that Samuel had with Eli. Eli was Samuel's mentor. Eli was a priest. He was a judge. He was in a position of leadership. And yet he told him every whit. You know, there may come a time when you have to say some things to one that you look up to and you have respect for, who's in a position of leadership. That may be unpleasant. That may be difficult. But just think about Samuel, who told Eli every whit. He told him everything the Lord said. He didn't leave out anything, did he? Another thing I'm impressed with is the fact that he told him every whit in spite of his feelings. You know, verse 15 of 1 Samuel 3 says, Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. I reckon if I'd been Samuel, I would have had some of those feelings as well, wouldn't you? Just put yourself in his place. Because of your age, because of your relationship, you might have had those feelings. Feelings of fear. You may have suffered from some stage fright. Those butterflies might have been flying out of formation. But you know, there comes a time when we just have to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and tell every whit. Oftentimes the book of God appeals to the people of God to be not afraid. Remember when Moses died and the Lord preached his funeral and called Joshua to assume leadership of his people? In Joshua 1, he said in verse 6, "Be strong and of good courage." And as you come to the New Testament, in 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 13, among the outstanding admonitions given to Christians are the words, "Be strong." When Paul wrote the Ephesians in chapter 6 and verse 10, he said, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." I see strength in Samuel. When they told him every whit, in spite of his age, in spite of his relationship, and in spite of his feelings. Another thing I want you to be impressed with is the fact that he told him every whit without watering down the message. You know, there might have been some who, had they been put in Samuel's place, would have been tempted to water down the message. He didn't do that, did he? Think about the message on the lips of Samuel. "I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken. When I begin, I'll make an end. I've told him I'll judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth. Because his sons made themselves vile, he restrained them not. I have sworn unto the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offering forever." Samuel, what did you tell him? Did you water the message down? Did you smooth it over? You know, there was a time in the day of Isaiah when they'd say, "Speak unto us smooth things." Is that what you did? No, the Bible says he told him every whit. He didn't water down the message. Another thing I'm impressed with about the fact that he told him every whit is that he told him every whit without changing the message. You know, there are some who, they wouldn't change the message, they just water it down a little bit. And then there are some who will change the message. They'll tell you something entirely different. That's kind of like in the days of the prophets of Israel of old, when they'd say, "Peace, peace, where there is no peace." There were those who would speak lies. In fact, Israel got to a point where instead of hearing the truth, they said, "Speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits." They'd rather hear a falsehood than to hear the truth. And Paul warned Timothy about that in the four steps of apostasy and the charge to preachers, 2 Timothy 4:1-5. He talked about the time will come and they'll not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. You know, there are different kinds of ears in the Bible. Some had itching ears. And if you ever have an itch, it needs to be scratched. It needs to be satisfied. And there are those who are dissatisfied with the truth. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear what's right, what's good, what's pure. And so they'll heap to themselves teachers. They'll try to tell it like they want to hear it. And he's warning them about that time. And he said that they would turn away their ears from the truth and be turned unto fables. You know, there's some who will change the message. Maybe because of fear. Maybe because of the fact that here's somebody who's older and I don't know what their attitude's going to be. Here is my mentor and I don't know how that's going to affect our relationship. Or because of age. Or out of concern for a paycheck. Any number of things may cause somebody to change the message. But I want you to be impressed with the fact that here's a man who told him every whit, in spite of his age, in spite of his relationship, in spite of his feelings, without watering down the message, without changing the message. And I want to ask you the question, if you had been Samuel, would you have told him every whit? It reminds me of the Apostle Paul, who met with the Ephesian elders and rehearsed his manner of work among the Ephesians. In Acts chapter 20, he said in verse 20, "How I kept back," what did you keep back, Paul? "Nothing that was profitable unto you." And then in verse 27, he said, I have not shunned to declare unto you all the told them every the record this day of all men. No doubt that harkens back to the one in Ezekiel 3:17-21. When God commissioned Ezekiel to be a watchman of the house of Israel, which involved a twofold duty, to hear the word and to warn the people. And we need men of God today who are not timid when it comes to telling every whit. Put yourself in his place. If you had been Samuel, would you have told him every whit? There may be one or more in this audience today who is not yet a child of God, not a Christian. All things have been made ready that you might become one of God's chosen in Christ. You've heard the gospel. Do you believe it? Would you be willing to repent of your sins, to confess your faith, to say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? We'll be happy to take you to a place of water, where you can be baptized, immersed for the remission of your sins. On the day of Pentecost, when heart-pricking preaching, as Peter told them every whit, they said, what shall we do? He answered, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And they gladly received his word, were baptized, Acts 2:41. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, breaking of bread, and in prayers, Acts 2:42. May we see a repetition of that story today. Would you gladly receive the word like they did and do what they did? And not just be baptized, but continue steadfastly. In verse 47 reports, the Lord added to the church. That's how you become a member of the church. As you repent of your sins and you're baptized, the Lord adds you. 1 Corinthians 12:13 says, for by one Spirit are we all baptized in the body. Maybe you've done that. Drift that needs to be corrected. We stand here ready to assist you in that. If you repent of it, turn from it. Go and sin no more. We'll pray with you and for you. As together we stand in the Lord, won't you come?